subcommittee of the subcommittee of general government, ways and means, we're going to continue on with House Bill 5023, the Office of the Governor. Yesterday, I was called out to participate in another activity, and I apologize for having to be away while some of the discussion took place relative to some of the funding solutions that, as we're looking particularly for solution to the funding of the Community Solutions Team. And Legislative Fiscal had recommended that we consider the possibility of lottery and other funds to fund the Community Solutions Team. What I'd like to do is invite the folks from the Association of Oregon County, Oregon Counties, to come forward and give us your input. And I apologize. I've had some telephone calls that I haven't yet returned, and I understand that Judge MacArthur and Commission Chair Tony Hyde would like to be able to testify. So if we do go ahead today and carry over our meeting until tomorrow, I understand those folks will be in town tomorrow. So officially, let's go ahead and declare that we will carry over until tomorrow, and I promise that I won't be on the news tomorrow, which took me an extra 45 minutes this morning. So, excuse me. With that, Judge Laura Pryor and Gordon Fultz from the Association of Oregon Counties and Wheeler County.
Gillum.
I beg your pardon, Judge.
I'm seeing we're supposed to do something.
Yes, that's for any acronyms, and so if you'd like to say AOC or something like that. Okay.
So I can use an acronym.
Mm-hmm. You're certainly welcome to. How about CSC for Community Solutions Team?
There you go.
Representative Johnson already owns that one.
Mr. Chairman of the Committee, for the record, Gordon Fultz, Association of Oregon Counties. We just became aware of the proposed amendment yesterday of taking a piece of the video lottery receipts from counties to fund the Community Solutions Team. We discussed that very briefly with at least the leadership of our association that's involved in this topic, that being Tony Hyde, our president, Mike MacArthur, the chair of our Community Development Committee, and a couple of others, and that was about as far as we were able to go with it. The discussion there is that they believe that we should probably oppose that particular proposal, and instead, because we do believe in the work that the Community Solutions Team provides, we look at it as having local capacity and state capacity in order to deal with economic development issues. The local capacity is generally provided through the rural regional investment programs, which we are trying our best to keep in some form and keep intact this particular session. It has already been reduced between 60% and 75%. Our suggestion that came from that group in our discussions was basically to suggest to you that we would be willing to, and the number we have heard is $1.7 million, to offer up $1.7 million of what we think is going to be $9.2 million left in that fund in order to provide the allocation for the Community Solutions.
From which fund then, Gordon?
The Rural and Regional Investment.
Rural and Regional Investment.
The reason that there's some history there, during this last interim, as we were going through those five special sessions, the Community Solutions Team had been reduced in a couple of those instances. It looked like there was no other funds that could keep them alive, and so we went to the regions, our association, we actually voted to go and ask the regions for support from that same fund, the Rural Regional Investment Program, in order to provide some continuing appropriation to that organization. That didn't happen because during that discussion, the governor's office found additional funds in order to provide that. So at this moment, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, that's where our association is.
Okay. Judge Pryor?
I think the easiest way for me to describe this is like frying eggs. You need a pan and something, some kind of conduit, to fry the eggs, and you need the eggs. And you can keep getting a smaller and smaller frying pan, but you've always got to have those three things. So to be able to do the things that we're trying to do across all the regions of the state, from counties of over 500,000 down to counties of 2,000, we really need all three pieces. If we have to if we have to, and we should, because we value the program, come up with some of the funding, we think that we just need a smaller frying pan. We can take it out of rural and regional. But we really need the pieces there. So we're willing to do that. And we have voted in the past to do that. And if I may, I'd just like to make one other comment. I don't think any of us very often have an opportunity to come in and comment on the governor's budget for his office, no matter who the governor is. But there's a great deal of value to all of us to having the governor's office have enough money to function well. This is probably going to be a surprise to the folks sitting behind me, but I've been doing this now 16 years and 8 legislative sessions, and I know how valuable whoever the governor is, how valuable it is to have his staff be able to function well. So whatever else that they're asking for, I hope you look at it favorably. And I have not looked at the budget. I have no clue. But I just know how much that means to everybody trying to get through the process.
Thank you, Judge Pryor, and I'm sure that the governor's office is appreciative to hear that. It is always important for rural Oregon to have access to the governor's office, to have it well funded. I don't know that necessarily all heavily populated counties and areas of the state feel that same way, but it is very important for us. Representative Johnson, did you have a question for Judge Pryor?
I just appreciate her willingness to come in here on kind of short notice. I went out and grabbed her in the hall, and as usual, even though this isn't her area of expertise, she's knowledgeable, willing to weigh into the fight, has good positive stuff to say. And
let's do it.
Thank you. And Laura, Judge Pryor, just make sure that the three pieces to the pie include the Community Solutions Team, rural and regional development money, as well as the video lottery.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any further questions, Senator? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Legislative fiscal. I did want to make sure that we are talking about the $1.7 million.
Mr. Chairman of the committee, that is correct. At this point, there was some discussion about funding maybe some positions in the Department of Environmental Quality. That is still under discussion, but
yes.
At this point, we are still talking the budget of the Community Solutions Team. I would also like to put on the record that, you know, under direction of the subcommittee, their staff has worked and obtained commitment for some other funds from Department of Transportation, Housing, and Community Development, the tune of about $260,000, which we would, when we move forward and finalize the budget, we would propose to fund a portion of their operation with the funds also, lottery funds and other funds.
Okay. Approximately $200,000 from ODOT and Housing Community Development.
$260,000 total.
And so that would reduce the need for the any diversion from the rural and regional investment monies.
From wherever it comes from, that is correct.
It would still then what we would do for the Community Solutions Team relative to funding would be that the funding would show whatever level of funding would show from the lottery funds and other funds.
Mr. Chair, that's correct.
And then I also have additional concerns relative to the DEQ, the Community Solutions Team from the Department of Environment and Quality. That member should be within their budget framework, within their present budget, is my understanding.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, that is correct. But at the present time, there is nothing in their budget.
Okay.
Meeting with the co-chairs after this and discuss
okay.
that also.
Also, relative to the budget narrative note, I have a note in my file here that indicates that we did want to know a percentage of the time of members of the Community Solutions Team who are actually resolving problems on the ground, so that we knew and had some idea that they were in fact resolving problems, getting resolution for local government.
If you're talking the other state agencies, is that correct?
Well, the members, anyone that was called in to act and assist in the Community Solutions Team, we just needed to know, I think that the solution was the best way to measure that would be in a percentage of time that someone dedicates to actually resolving problems, as opposed to, unfortunately, within so many state agencies, and I think Representative Johnson brought this up one time to me, when we were discussing some economic development department issues, it appeared that one department would build up high walls and then help another department fund the ability for people to jump over those high walls. And that was a concern when I can envision the high wall and some government office building those high walls and another government office helping us fund the ability to pole vault those walls. So I'm anxious to know, that agencies that are dedicating time to community solutions are actually how they're resolving the problems and the percentage of time. Senator Devlin's recognized.
Mr. Chairman, I wanted to put one thing on the table. It's something that the counties would probably dislike, but not as much as they would dislike it all coming from the 2.5%. The money that goes to rural development is, lottery dollars that the state can use for its best and highest use of those dollars and make some determination about what the best use of those dollars are. The 2.5% video lottery is viewed by the counties as their money.
Exactly.
Philosophically, it's their money. If you wanted to split the baby, in a sense, you'd be saying it's important to the state and it's important to the counties. You'd use half from rural development, which is money that's available to the state for its highest and best use, that the state determines the best use, and you'd ask the counties to kick in half from the 2.5%, because that would be a true shared cost of the community solutions team. They won't like that solution.
Thank you, Senator Devlin. I guess I have some angst about that solution too. And if we could at any time see that counties or local governments were the problem that we were trying to overcome, I think that they have the tools in the toolbox to overcome that.
Well, that's the other side of the issue.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is we're trying to provide an additional arrow or arrows for their quiver to go ahead and be able to attack these problems and be able to hit them square in the heart and overcome. And unfortunately, as I said earlier, it's not the counties that are creating or the local governments that are creating the problem. It's state government that creates the problems. They're the ones that are erecting the high walls that we need to provide the pole vault poles to.
Just as a middle ground, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And maybe Senator Devlin, we ought to get our heads together and see if we can't figure out if there isn't some other new resource that we can examine out there as a potential to dedicate to counties. I have a proposal on the line to help mental health, public health, and local law enforcement with a 7-cent beer tax or 10-cent beer tax, depending upon which you'd like to go ahead and support. But
Mr. Chair, respectfully, two teetotalers arguing over a beer tax makes me a little queasy.
I'll be paying for
it. Gallup's not worried about it.
As she's saying, Mr. Chairman, I have not paid a cent of beer tax in my life. Distilled spirits.
I haven't either, but that's because I own a convenience store. How's that? With that... anything further for the record today? Other issues that are before us? Dallas, anything on behalf of Legislative Fiscal for the update? We still have in my, and I apologize for missing a portion of this yesterday, we still have with regard to the arrest and return that we have a $300,000 unspecified cut, a hole there, in our recommendation, and that the overall governor's budget and the governor's been very kind enough to come 200,000 of the 300,000 way as recommended by the co-chair for unspecified cuts. So we're $100,000 different there. And then the final issue will be, in addition to the budget notes and the concerns for members of the community solution team and how they are expending their time, will be the funding resource from lottery and other funds. Did you agree on the record yesterday that it would be lottery and other funds?
Yes.
Okay, so that is part of the work bill at this point. Okay.
Mr. Chair, the subcommittee also instructed staff to discuss with the co-chairs the subcommittee preference to buy back the $100,000 difference in the governor's specified cuts and the entire $300,000 in arrest and return.
Again, I'm sorry.
Oh, that the subcommittee wants to say expressed his support for keeping the $300,000
yes.
intact and the holding the governor at the $200,000 unspecified.
Yeah. Mr. Chair,
I think that's the appropriate. I believe that I don't know the committee is moving. We're different than our co-chairs at this particular point, is my understanding. Senator, Representative Johnson.
I just didn't remember, Mr. Chair, whether or not you'd been in the room when Senator Winters, among others, having served in the executive department, made a very eloquent plea, echoed by our colleague and good friend Judge Pryor today, that we've got to have a governor's office that can function effectively.
Absolutely.
And I think it reflected the sentiment of the committee.
Well, I appreciate Senator Winters' approach coming from both having served in the governor's office and also coming from a large metropolitan county, it further increases my support for the issue of governor's office full funding because of the concerns that she would bring to the table that are unique from a high populated metropolitan county versus those of us in rural Oregon. It is very, very important to have the governor's office well represented in rural Oregon because sometimes that's, as you're probably aware, that the only connection we've got to government, other than how they can beat up their state representative or state senator.
Well, now that the governor's got to spend all this time on the bus getting out there to Ontario, it's even more important that he have folks to send.
You know, I think that if the governor was willing to come frequently to Ontario, we'd provide transportation to him so he wouldn't have to spend it on the bus. Thank you very much. With that, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and carry over House Bill 5023, Office of the Governor, and we will officially carry that over to our Wednesday, June 26th session.
Thursday,
June 26th session. And I'll try to be much better about starting at 8:30. With that...
No meeting scheduled tomorrow, then.
Thursday at 8:30.
Oh, Thursday.
Yes, sir. Okay. With that, we will adjourn until tomorrow at 8 in time. Thank you.
Thanks. Days are all running.
Yeah, that's...